Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, Kendra Winchester is with me, and we're talking audiobooks. The audiobooks that we're going to be listening to as 2024 dawns. You had a great one yesterday, Kendra. What are you going to do today?
So kind of continuing our audiobooks about families theme, we have How to Say Babylon, which is a memoir written and read by Sophia Sinclair. And she is a poet, and you can tell. And so many people have loved this audiobook. She won an Earphones Award and was named one of Audiophile's best audiobooks of 2023. So just so many people just adore this audiobook, and I count myself among them. It is so beautiful.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it, the structure of it. She's a poet, but it's a memoir. Obviously, she'll use beautiful and very precise language, but is it like a prose poem? Or is it really much more like a memoir?
It's like a memoir, but there are sections where she just describes her environment. And so this is a memoir about how Sinclair grew up in Jamaica in a very strict Rastafarian household. There's this idea of Babylon, which is a Western, like white Western culture that's encroaching upon them. And so that's kind of like, well, how her father viewed it as very sinful, as to be white Western culture. And this particular sect that she was in, she talks about how her dad kind of took his own spin on it. And he was very strict about what she could wear, what she could do. He thought she would become a Jezebel. And that was kind of hanging over her head her entire childhood. And as she grew up and hit puberty, her father actually became quite abusive. And so what she does in the story is she just talks about the beauty. You know, there's a lot of difficult things, but there's a lot of beauty in her story. And I think that poetry comes out when she's describing her environment, when she's describing her love of words, when she's describing like her relationship with her mom, which was always full of a lot of tenderness.
Well, her father was a musician, correct? If I got that right.
Yes.
And her mom is really intellectually very gifted. And within the isolation that her father imposed, her mother really opened up a great intellectual world for her.
Yes. Sinclair's mother is such a beautiful character in this memoir, in that she eventually started her own business tutoring young children with different methods. And so Sinclair was, you know, always ahead of her peers, and eventually got a scholarship to go to a private high school. And that really opened up her world. And her mom taught her about poetry. And really, that's how she found her love of words first, was through her mom. Her dad, you know, was off in Japan sometimes doing albums and whatnot. So her mom really was the guiding light, I think, of her childhood.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Set this up for us.
So I think this is one of these poetic sections that Sinclair does so well, where she's describing the seaside in Jamaica. She was born in a community near the sea, and those are her first memories.
Okay, this is How to Say Babylon, a memoir. It's written and read by Sophia Sinclair.
Behind the veil of trees, night's voices shimmered. I stood on the veranda of my family's home in Bickersteth in the small hours after midnight, on the lonely cusp of womanhood, searching for the sea. My birthplace, a half speck of coastline hidden by the tangled forest below, was now 20 miles away in the dark. When I was a girl, my mother had taught me to read the waves of her seaside as closely as a poem. There was nothing broken that the sea couldn't fix, she always said. But from this hillside town fenced in by a battalion of mountains, or sea was only an idea in the distance. I pressed my face into the air's chill and listened.
It's such a thoughtful narration. I mean, her words have weight, and she is really willing to give them that oral space that they need.
Yes, there is just something about, she's a poet, so I she talks about performing poetry growing up and as her poet career, you know, takes off and different things. And so you can hear that skill of performance in her reading of her prose, and it's just phenomenal. And she does voices, she does all the voices in different types of Jamaican accents, and it's just incredible experience, listening experience overall when you have such a great text and a great performance.
And it's an Earphones Award and one of Audiophile's best audiobooks of the year. And that's 2023. So high praise indeed. And certainly something I'm going to listen to.
I don't think you will be disappointed at all. It is amazing.
That is How to Say Babylon, a memoir written and read by the poet Sophia Sinclair. Well, thank you so much, Kendra. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to it.
The Lost Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. And follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating on Apple. It helps other people who love audiobooks to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.